Picture a desperate archaeology professor who has exactly 24 hours to find a stranger, convince them to come home with him, fall in love, and seal the deal, all without lies or manipulation. Sound impossible? That's precisely the challenge every copywriter faces when crafting a sales letter. You're approaching someone who doesn't know you, asking them to trust you with their money for a product they've never seen, while somehow planting the seeds of a lasting relationship. Yet, unlike our fictional professor, you can't rely on charm alone. You need architecture, a blueprint that transforms skeptical strangers into enthusiastic customers. This isn't about conquest or trickery, it's about romance. The best persuasion doesn't feel like selling at all. It feels like falling in love. Every sales letter confronts five distinct psychological barriers, each requiring its own solution. The envelope teaser must overcome "this is junk mail." The headline battles "I've been fooled before." The lead counters "I know where this is going." The sales argument proves "this is actually different." And the close answers "why should I buy now?" Think of these as five locked doors between you and your customer's wallet. Most marketers fumble with cheap lockpicks, trying gimmicks and manipulation. But master copywriters understand something deeper. Each door opens from the inside. Your job isn't to break in, it's to give your prospect reasons to invite you through. The envelope's appearance, the headline's promise, the lead's emotional resonance. Each element must flow seamlessly into the next, creating consistency rather than jarring shifts that trigger skepticism. When prospects sense manipulation or inconsistency, their defenses rise. When they sense genuine understanding, doors swing open. Here's what most copywriters get wrong. They think people buy because of greed or fear, make money fast, or protect yourself from disaster. These appeals work, sure, but they're blunt instruments. The truly powerful emotions are subtler, more complex, and far less exploited. Consider envy, shame, hidden pride, or repressed anger. Think about the weight loss ad showing 10 watermelons. It's not about health or attractiveness. It's about the hidden pride of proving doubters wrong. Or the receptionist seminar invitation that taps into feeling underappreciated and overlooked. These emotional undercurrents run deeper than simple greed, which is why they convert better. The core emotional complex, that perfect storm of feelings, thoughts, and desires your prospect carries, becomes your golden thread. Every sentence in your copy should connect to this emotional power source. Identify it through sympathetic imagination. Where will they read your letter? What frustrates them? What secret hopes do they harbor? This isn't manipulation, it's empathy weaponized for mutual benefit. The most counterintuitive principle in persuasion is this: the less you appear to be selling, the more you sell. Direct headlines like "make 300% returns" might grab attention, but indirect approaches like "the plague of the black debt" create something far more valuable, a relationship based on shared worldview rather than promised results. Financial newsletters using indirect headlines consistently achieve higher renewal rates, even when their actual investment advice underperforms the competition. Why? Because subscribers brought in through indirection aren't just buying performance, they're buying into a way of seeing the world. They become part of a tribe. This principle extends beyond finance. Health newsletters exploring the hidden epidemic retain customers better than those promising miracle cures. Personal development products examining the success paradox build more loyalty than 7 Steps to Wealth. Indirection works because it respects intelligence. Rather than shouting, "buy this," you're inviting prospects into a conversation, letting them discover the solution themselves. That discovery feels like insight rather than sales pressure. By the time you reach the close, your prospect should be emotionally hooked and rationally convinced, but they're still waiting for the other shoe to drop. What's this going to cost me? This is where perceived value becomes everything. The technique is straightforward. Establish a reference point that makes your price look ridiculously small. Compare your $100 membership to exclusive clubs costing $1,500 annually. Show how your 99 manual generates $2,000 in annual savings. Break down your bundle's components, each with assigned dollar values, then calculate a total retail value that dwarfs your asking price. The Oxford Club mastered this by offering lifetime membership with services worth over 10 times the fee, complete with arithmetic showing the math. Then they added a liquidating bonus, leather luggage worth the full membership price, creating an irresistible logic. I invest $700 and get $700 in luggage, making everything else free. This isn't deception, it's reframing. You're helping prospects see the true value they're receiving, making the transaction feel less like spending and more like capturing value. Great copywriting isn't a collection of tricks, it's architecture. Each element must support the others, creating a structure that feels inevitable rather than forced. Your envelope teasers sets expectations that your headline reinforces. Your lead captures the heart while your sales argument satisfies the mind. Your close eliminates final resistance while planting seeds for future purchases. This systematic approach transforms what seems impossibly complex into manageable steps. Research your market's deepest desires and fears. Identify the core emotional complex that drives their decisions. Craft messages that resonate with those emotions while providing rational justification. Layer proof elements, testimonials, studies, demonstrations, until objections dissolve. The beauty of this architecture is its universality. Whether you're writing a traditional sales letter, an email sequence, a landing page, or even a tweet, the fundamental principles remain constant. Only the format changes. Master this blueprint, and you possess a superpower for our attention-scarce age, the ability to cut through noise and connect with people at the deepest level. In a world drowning in marketing messages, most companies still view customers as opponents to defeat rather than partners to romance. They optimize for the transaction, not the relationship. They manipulate rather than persuade. But here's what the architecture of persuasion really teaches. The best sales letters don't just close deals, they open relationships. When you truly understand your prospect's core emotional complex, when you craft messages that resonate with their deepest hopes and fears, when you prove your claims with integrity and deliver genuine value, something magical happens. The sale becomes the beginning, not the end. Your customer doesn't just buy once, they buy again and again, becoming an advocate who spreads your message organically. This isn't about clever wordplay or psychological tricks. It's about building something real, trust, connection, mutual benefit. The architecture of persuasion gives you the blueprint, but you must bring the most essential ingredient, genuine care for the person on the other side of the page. Because in the end, the most powerful persuasion doesn't feel like persuasion at all. It feels like someone finally understanding what you've needed all along and offering exactly that. Build with integrity, write with empathy, persuade with love. That's the architecture that endures.